Good evening. This is intro three of Talking Leaders. Mike Salzgiver. It is Friday night, January 5th, 2018. And it's the end of a sort of long week, even though it was a short week because of New Year. It was a busy week. And getting back in, reentry is always kind of interesting because there's lots to do and not everybody's back, not everybody's fully connected. Lots of people are out sick. It was kind of one of those weeks. I'm going to talk a little bit tonight about the upcoming legislative session in February. And it's an even number year. And so we should be in a short session environment, and we are, in fact, in a short session. The problem is, in Oregon, we had started out with these being initially considered to be budget rebalancing years. And that's why I supported them when they were first being seriously considered back in the late 1990s and then again in the early 2000s. I felt that it was important, given Oregon's ups and downs budgetarily, that it was important for us to have a short session in which we could come in, have the legislature take a look at revenue, take a look at expenditures, and then come back around and rebalance the budget, make sure we were in good shape as a state. The advantage of that would be that you don't get into these special sessions. You don't have, at least you have the more likely able to avoid fiscal crises. And it sets the stage for the long session and keeps everybody kind of in focus for that. You could hold also oversight hearings, informational hearings, and basically be also a stage setter for the long session in the odd number of years. The problem is that as single-party control really took root, the legislative leadership decided to go ahead and use the short session as a quote-unquote cleanup session for what didn't happen in the long sessions. And so every single silly bill idea that anybody has can come back around and be reconsidered in the space of about 35 days. And in a normal session, there's anywhere from between 2,500 and 3,000 bills that are introduced. Now, obviously, not all of those pass. But there's a reason that the legislative process is supposed to be slow, deliberative, etc. But to try to jam the odd year, long session equivalent of a legislative process into about a month is just nothing short of insanity. It leads to bad policy. It leads to bad law. It leads to frayed relationships or severed relationships. It continues to lead to the kind of criticism of government that the legislature has been experiencing for quite some time now. And I just think it's really bad policy. I know there are some legislative leaders, Senator Peter Courtney, the current Senate president, is one of those, who believes that the legislative leadership should be much more discriminating and focus more on high-level fiscal issues, revenue issues, and possibly consensus cleanup activities as well as the oversight and informational hearings. But that's not shared on the House side, and certainly the governor does nothing to rein in the notion that, if it doesn't get done in the odd number year, we'll take it up in the even numbered year. I'm hopeful that people will be more thoughtful, but I also think it's important for us not to sit and wait for that to happen. That is, former practitioner of the dark arts, I'm going to speak out, just like I'm doing tonight. I know there are others who have been around the legislative process for as long or even longer than I have, are speaking out. And I don't know that anybody really believes that it's a good idea, although a lot of special interests are not above using the process for their own ends. I totally understand that to one degree, because we're all here to advocate for our respective interests. But I also think there's a good citizenship component to this that is being lost more and more. So I'm hopeful that the legislature will rein in the tendency to do bad things and to try to use this upcoming short session in a way that it should not be, at least should not be, in my opinion. and if they continue to act in a way that leads to bad legislative decision-making or heavily one-sided actions just because a majority or near supermajority exists, then I think that will help set the stage for a couple things. One, it will certainly contribute to the further decline and erosion of public confidence in the legislative process, but it will also begin possibly to set the stage for a reconsideration of the process of a short session and how to contain it. I look at other states, Texas being one of them. The state of Texas is substantially larger than Oregon economically and from a population perspective, and yet they can take care of most of their, almost all of their legislative needs and business in about four or four plus months every other year. And Oregon, in odd number years, meets either 7 or 8 months at a time, very short breaks, things called legislative days where they come in. It's basically what we referred to in the old days as an interim session. And then the short session, which I just described, is turning into a three-ring circus. So I hope wisdom, common sense, clear thinking, and true leadership will prevail. I won't hold my breath, but we'll see how it goes. And in any event, I encourage citizens to think about this and reach out and touch base with their legislators and with the governor's office and make their views about the use of this short session process known. With that, thanks for listening to Talking Leaders. This is Mike Salzgiver. Have a great weekend.